Now we're out west. This is Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, the mountainous area. Notice the longitude. We're now west of 116 degrees, and we're at 48 degrees north latitude. Let's find out what questions there are pertaining to figure 23. Before I do that, I want to point out a couple of things. Notice the terrain. Much higher terrain. It's brown. Notice near the center of the chart to the northeast of Coeur d'Alene, there's a glider symbol with the letter G in there and a parachute. Well, there's a question that asks you to refer to figure 23, section 2, and it asks you for information about parachute jumping and glider operations at Silverwood Airport, is indicated in the airport facilities directory. Look at this chart and refer to Area 2. At Coeur d'Alene, which frequency should be used as a common traffic advisory frequency to self-announce positions and intentions? Well, you just look at Coeur d'Alene and you look for the frequency there, and you see it says Coeur d'Alene, Charlie, Oscar, Echo. Underneath that is the AWOS, A-W-O-S, Automated Weather Observation System. And then underneath that is a frequency, 122.8, with the letter C in a circle. Well, 122.8 means that's your UNICOM frequency, and the C with the circle means that UNICOM frequency is the common traffic advisory frequency. Coeur d'Alene is a magenta airport symbol with tick marks and a star, so it has a rotating beacon and services. It also has a UNICOM. There's no control tower there, and there's no flight service station. There's a box indicating that there's a VOR DME located, Coeur d'Alene VOR DME, and it looks like the Boise Flight Service Station has a remote communications outlet on frequency 122.05, so you can call the Boise Flight Service Station, you would say Boise Radio, and you can use that frequency to open or close your VFR flight plan, or to get information about warning areas or military operations areas, or to get a weather briefing. I found several questions asking for the same information in different ways. At Coeur d'Alene, which frequency should be used as the common traffic advisory frequency to monitor airport traffic? What is the correct UNICOM frequency to be used at Coeur d'Alene to request fuel? Well, it's this common traffic advisory frequency, which is the UNICOM frequency, which is 122.8. There's a navigation question here that asks you to determine the magnetic heading for a flight from Sandpoint Airport, Area 1, which is at the top of the chart, to St. Mary's Airport, Area 4, which is at the bottom of the chart. Gives you the wind is 215 degrees at 25 and the true airspeed is 125 knots. Looking at that course line, it's right next to a line of longitude, and both airports are about the same distance from that line of longitude. It looks like Sandpoint Airport is slightly, just a little bit further to the east than St. Marie's Airport. So I would say that my true course is about pretty much 180, maybe 181. Okay, let's put a plotter on the course, draw the line, put the plotter on there, and it's 181 degrees. So our true course is 181 degrees. And now let's solve for true heading by using the flight computer. The wind direction is 215 degrees, so we'll rotate the plotter to put the wind direction opposite the true index. We'll mark the wind velocity up from the grommet, 25 knots, and then we'll rotate the plotter to put our true course, 181 degrees, opposite the true index, and we'll slide our plotter to put the true airspeed dot at 125. We'll read our ground speed from the grommet. We don't need the ground speed because all we're determining is magnetic heading. Looks like our wind correction angle is 6 degrees right. So we'll add 6 degrees to 181. So our true heading is 187 degrees. We'll subtract our 18 degrees magnetic variation from 187. and we'll come up with a magnetic heading of 169 degrees. And that is one of the answer choices. That's the correct answer. Another question asks for the same information, what's your magnetic heading? And this time we're going from Priest River Airport, Area 1, which is to the west of Sandpoint. From there we're going to Shoshone County Airport, Area 3, which is, there it is. And the wind is from 030 at 12, and the true airspeed is 95 knots. Let's draw our course line, put our plotter on the course line, and measure a true course of, what, 144 degrees? Maybe 143? And then we'll take our wind, and we'll set our wind direction opposite the true index. We'll mark our wind velocity up from the grommet. We'll take our true course of 144. I'll make it 143. And we'll rotate the computer to set 143 opposite the true index. We don't need our ground speed. Our wind correction angle is 7 degrees left, so we'll minus 7 degrees from 143, and our true heading is 136 degrees. Minus 18 degrees easterly variation is 118. Magnetic heading is 118 degrees. That's the answer. There's another question that asks for the magnetic heading from St. Marie's Airport to Priest River Airport. So this will be a flight from Area 4 at the bottom of the page to Area 1 at the top of the page. Be a northwesterly true course. And we measure the true course with the plotter, and we get about 345 degrees. And what do we have for wind here? Wind is from 340 degrees at 10 knots, and the true airspeed is 90 knots. So, let's see, 340, set our wind at 340, mark it up 10 knots. True course is 345. Our wind correction angle is 1 degree left, so we'll minus 1 degree wind correction angle for a true heading of 344. And then we take away our magnetic variation, minus our magnetic variation of 18 degrees east, and we get 325, 326. And the answer choice is 327. That's close enough. Okay, finally, there's a time en route question here. So we want to know, what is the estimated time en route from Sandpoint Airport to St. Marie's Airport? So Sandpoint is at the top. St. Marie's is at the bottom. I think we've already plotted that course. It's about 181 degrees, true course. Okay, 181 degrees. We have to determine our ground speed. Set our wind speed opposite our true index. We mark our wind velocity up from the grommet. Wind is from 215 degrees at 25 knots. And then we'll rotate the plotter so that the true course of 181 degrees is opposite the true index. We'll slide our plotter so that the wind speed, grommet, is opposite the true airspeed of 125 knots, and we'll read our ground speed under the grommet, and looks like our ground speed is going to be about 104 knots, 103, 104 knots. And then the distance from Sandpoint Airport to St. Marie's Airport, when we measure that with our plotter, we get about 58 miles. And we can use our flight computer and we can, you know, set our speed index. We know what our ground speed is, so it's 104. And then under 58 miles, we can read about 34 minutes. Or we can use our calculator here. And we can take our distance, which is 58 miles, divided by our ground speed, which is 104. And that gives us our time, which is 0.55 hours. So we multiply that times 60, and we get 33.46 minutes. Look at the answer choices and 34 minutes. Hey, there's our answer. Okay, what's our estimated time en route going to be from Priest River Airport to Shoshone County Airport? The wind is from 030 at 12, and the true airspeed is 95 knots. Add 2 minutes for climb out. Okay, let's measure the true course. Put our plotter on a line between Priest River Airport and Shoshone County Airport. And our true course is 144 degrees. We'll rotate our plotter so that our wind direction is opposite the true index. We'll mark our wind speed up from the grommet, 12 knots. We'll turn our true course over to 144. We'll slide our wind dot opposite our true airspeed of 95 knots. And we'll read our ground speed of 99 knots. And the distance is 49 nautical miles. So 49 divided by 99 equals 0.49 times 60. And it's 29.6 minutes. Well, let's make it 30 minutes. Plus we're going to add 2 minutes for climb out. 31 minutes is the correct answer. I believe there's one more question regarding figure 23, and that is, what is your estimated time en route from St. Marie's Airport, Area 4, to Priest River Airport, Area 1? The wind is from 300 at 14. The true airspeed is 90 knots, and we'll add 3 minutes for climb out. Okay, so we'll plot the course and measure the distance, plug in the wind. True course from St. Marie's Airport to Priest River Airport is 345 degrees. Take our ground speed computer on the back here, and we'll set our wind direction opposite the true index. Mark our wind speed up from the grommet. Rotate our true course. Slide our grommet over the airspeed. We'll read our ground speed of 79. We'll make it 80 knots. Distance is 53 miles. 53 divided by 80 times 60 is 39.75 minutes. Make it 40 minutes. And we're going to add 3 minutes for climb out, so make it 43 minutes. I say 43 minutes is the correct answer. Huh. I found another question on figure 23. Let's look at area 3 and answer this question. The vertical limits of that portion of Class E airspace designated as a federal airway over McGee Airport are, well, you see that Victor Airway that runs right over McGee Airport? And we told you that that's Class E airspace, and that normally begins at 1,200 feet above the ground. The height of those Victor Airways go up to 18,000 feet, actually 17,999 feet, because once you're at 18,000 feet, you're at a flight level, 180, and that's Class Alpha airspace. These Victor Airways are from 1200 AGL to 17999. By golly, that's one of the answer choices. 1200 AGL to 17999. You know, since we're talking about airspace and we're looking at figure 23, and since those were all the questions on figure 23, I have a question. Where does controlled airspace begin on this chart? Looking at the chart, there's an airport at the north, Sandpoint Airport. It has a magenta shading. Well, we know what that means. It means that Class E airspace, controlled airspace, begins at 700 feet when you're within the magenta shading. And when you're outside of that shading, it begins at 1,200 feet. So except for the areas where the shading is magenta, Class E airspace in this area begins at 1,200 feet. Around Coeur d'Alene Airport, there's a magenta dashed keyhole shape symbol. That is a Class Echo surface area. Class E surface area. You have to look at the NOTAMS directory for the effective hours of that Class E surface area, and that means that Class E airspace begins at the ground when that Class E surface area is effective. When it's not effective, where does Class E airspace begin? It begins at 700 feet because there's a shading around Coeur d'Alene Airport that indicates that Class E airspace begins at 700 feet. Notice also the Coeur d'Alene VORDME has HIWAS available on 108.8, and also the Boise Flight Service Station has a remote outlet through the Coeur d'Alene VOR on frequency 122.05. All right, we're done with figure 23, so we can go to figure 24.